Massachusetts Education Secretary Paul Revel this week launched a tour of selected schools to highlight summer reading programs. He's to appear in Boston, Worcester, Sharon, and Lowell over the next 2 weeks to stress the importance of reaching the goal of every child in Massachusetts being proficient readers by the time they leave third grade. Massachusetts has received a $50 million grant from the Obama administration to implement education reform initiatives aimed at closing educational achievement gaps before they begin to develop. Although students in Massachusetts as a whole are among the best in the country in academic achievement, children from poor and minority communities generally lag behind. Education officials believe the turnaround starts with improved reading skills. Third grade reading proficiency is key to future success in school, according to Ralph Smith, who directs a national campaign on grade level reading for the Annie E. Casey Foundation.
It's almost cliche to say that until third grade, students are learning to read, and after third grade, they read to learn. I said almost cliche because it is true. We expect much more from children in terms of sophistication and comprehension when they get to fourth grade. So kids who don't read proficiently by the end of third grade generally don't graduate from high school. Children who read proficiently by the end of third grade, on the most part, do.
Massachusetts education officials are establishing practices to build children's early literacy skills from preschool through third grade as part of a statewide strategy to improve achievement outcomes.
As we look across the nation, what we know is we've got to insist that schools do better. But what we also know is that schools can't do it alone. So when communities mobilize to deal with getting more children ready for school, getting more kids to show up at school every day, and getting more kids to have a summer gain rather than a summer learning loss, we do all we need to do to help kids read by the end of third grade.
Ann Morello, who teaches a first grade reading intervention program in the Springfield Public Schools, says most children enter school behind where they should be in reading skills.
They're growing up from without preschool, without the proper maybe home life or whatever it is that makes them come to school with that deficit.
Early childhood education advocates in Springfield launched an initiative 3 years ago aimed at making dramatic improvements in children's early literacy skills. The project director, Sally Fuller of the Davis Foundation, says current reading proficiency is under 40% for Springfield's third graders.
We know that's the scope of the program, and we know that the interventions begin at birth. So our goal has to be, how do we reach the maximum number of families with that message, with interventions, with programs that help them help their children read?
Springfield's Reading Proficiency Initiative is backed by a coalition of educators, child development specialists, local businesses, philanthropists, and government officials. Its programs include campaigns to encourage parents to spend 20 minutes a day reading to their young children. There are book giveaways and summer reading programs. The community initiative resulted in Springfield receiving a 2012 All-America City Award from the National Civic League. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.